character I wanted to do was Fred. And so they said, no, we'd like you to read the other character, Shaggy. I said, oh, okay, well, what is it you want? And he said, come up with something. And what I came up with was, Scoobo, buddy, old friend, old pal, it's me, your friend Shaggy.
Now that's cool, Unc.
They called me back three times. And the third time, apparently, they saw what they liked. And so they hired me.
Here we go with the top 40 hits in the nation this week on American Top 40, the best-selling and most played songs from the Atlantic to the Pacific, from Canada to Mexico. This is Casey Kasem in Hollywood, and in the next 3 hours, we'll count down the 40 most popular hits in the United States this week, hot off the record charts of Billboard magazine for the week ending July the 11th, 1970. In this hour, at number 32 in the countdown, a song that's been a hit four different times in 19 years. And we're just one tune away from the singer with the $10,000 gold hubcaps on his car. Now on with the countdown.
Number 40.
Here's Marvin Gaye, his hit, End of Our Road. Hello again, and welcome to American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and I'm all set to count down the biggest hits in the USA. According to the official Billboard survey, these are the records you're buying and radio stations are playing all over America. Now, before we start our climb to the number one song in the land this week, let's do a quick recap of last week's top three. At number three was Careless Whisper by Wham. At number two last week was Easy Lover by Philip Bailey and Phil Collins. And last week's number one song was I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner. It's the English-American band's first number one. Do they hold on to the top spot this week? We'll find out at the end of the countdown. And here we go.
Number 40.
Well, now we're up to the number one song in the land. And our look back at four amazing decades, counting them down. The countdown began on the 4th of July, 1970. It was an idea that my partner Don Bastani and I came up with. Our first show took more than 18 hours to record. And at first, we only had seven stations. But Don and I believed, and so did a growing number of listeners. Back then, there were no long-distance dedications on the show. That didn't come along until 1978, when Matt Wilson located one in the mail. And Matt's been with us ever since. To date, we've read more than 3,000 of your dedications. Over the years, musical trends have come and gone, from disco to new wave, from punk to hip-hop, from bubblegum to rock. We've been there, counting them down. It's been a great 39 years, and it's really been an honor for me. But we're not finished yet. Our first number one back in 1970 was Mama Told Me Not to Come by Three Dog Night, and we've got one more song to go. The number one song in the USA for a third week is Second Chance by Shinedown. There it is, the number one song in the USA on American Top 20 for a third week, Second Chance by Shinedown. I'd like to share with you something I've learned over the years. Success doesn't happen in a vacuum. You're only as good as the people you work with and the people you work for. I've been lucky. I've worked for and with the very best. American Top 20 is a production of the Premier Radio Networks. AT20 was created by Casey Kasem and Don Bastani. Produced by Lori Crimi. Our staff includes Matt Wilson, Meryl Schindler, and Toby James Petty. Production and engineering by Michael Cooper and Ray Hernandez. I'm Casey Kasem. Now, one more time, the words I've ended my show with since 1970. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.